and welcome to Midnight Convos Podcast with your girl Tiffany Nicole. Make sure you connect with me on Facebook, Tiffany Nicole. Holler at me and follow me on Twitter, Our Queen Tiffany. And I need you to follow the podcast at underscore Midnight Convos. And do me a quick favor and email me at midnightconvos247@gmail.com if you have any comments or suggestions, or you want to rock with me, you want to co-host with me, let me know. Just email me once again at midnightconvos247@gmail.com. This is convo number 14, convo number 14. So if you miss any of our previous convos, make sure you check them out on SoundCloud or iTunes. And while you're on iTunes, make sure you leave me a five-star review. Five-star review. Don't hurt nobody. Appreciate all the love. Appreciate all the love. Shout out to all the podcasts doing their thing. I always forget to write down the podcast. I always forget. But just off the top, just want to show love to a lot of different podcasts that I listen to on the regular. Shout outs to A Roast Chicken, my boy Jamie and Evelina. Want to give a shout out to No ID Podcast. What About Your Friends Podcast. Also, Stage 30. I think I'm obsessed with this podcast. They are so fucking dope. Stage 30. Podcast Queens, Real and Raw Podcast. The Podcast Brothers, they're from Jersey. There's so many hot ones. And I know I'm probably leaving out a lot that I really do fuck with. But just want you to know to make sure you go and check them out. Give them a listen. Make sure you share and retweet everyone's links. Go and check them out on SoundCloud or iTunes. I'm pretty sure they're on all different formats. So do that. How are you guys doing? I've been away. I've kind of been in hiding, doing my own little thing. There's a lot going on at work. So I really haven't had the time to put out a podcast or really sit down to kind of think on what I really wanted to talk about. But I'm here tonight, and I must say I'm really excited for the new year. I have a couple of things that I want to change in my life. I have a lot of different things that I want to alter. As you get older, you start to see things a little differently. So I'm just working on being a better person, eating better, living better, just, you know, accepting people for who they are, not trying to throw my opinions or my beliefs on others, just trying to stay in my zone, progress, not regress, and channel positive energy. So 2017 is going to be a great year. I'm hoping that it's going to be a great year, not just for me, but for everybody. Hopefully we all make changes. Hopefully what is for us will be there, whether job, whether new love, whether new beginnings, new friendships, new relationships, whatever. Whatever is meant for you, hopefully 2017, you'll make it happen. So shout out to everybody that has goals and objectives for this new year. And whatever you do, just keep God first, keep the faith, and whatever is meant to be will be. So there's a lot of things I want to talk about tonight. First, I want to start off by just saying RIP to Craig Sager, the longstanding TNT analyst. And if you don't know his name, I'm pretty sure you know his face and you know his dress, because he's the tall white guy that always wore some crazy bugged out outfit. He will have on a polka dot / stripe vest on or suit and colorful shoes. And that was his thing. And everybody accepted him. And he's been battling leukemia for the past 2 years. And I know he was off the air for a long time. And then he actually made a comeback. He came back. And he just passed away a couple of days ago. So very unfortunate. You know, the thing about Craig Sager, that he was his own person. And if you did your thing in a game, a basketball game, you were going to talk to Craig Sager. And when you had your few minutes with him, you know, he asked the right questions. He kept everything about sports, and he was a personality all in himself. He made himself relatable, right? He was the doofy old guy with the crazy suit, but he identified with so many different people. So RIP to Craig Sager. Man, I tell you, I truly, truly, truly fucking hate cancer. A lot of people that I know personally have been affected by cancer, have lost their lives to cancer. And it's just amazing that we're in 2016, almost about to be 2017, and we have not found a cure for this monster, this beast that's taken so many lives away from this earth. So once again, RIP to Craig Sager, and much love, peace, and blessing to his family. And hopefully they can, you know, just make it through this trying time. Also, as many may know, I'm a big football fan. I'm a big sports fan. And one of our former players, I'm a New York Jets fan. And one of our former players was actually murdered last week. His name is Joe McKnight. And it was a road rage incident in New Orleans, which ended with him losing his life. So I don't know the details. I know that there was an incident in which him and another driver by the name of Ronald Gasser had some type of incident on the road. And there's been different stories, so many conflicting stories. So no one really knows the truth. Only thing we do know and we can confirm is that Joe McKnight lost his life at the age of 28. And it was by the hands of Ronald Gasser. And it just doesn't make sense to me. I just don't understand how someone can lose their life over road rage. I mean, if someone cuts you off, okay, it's not the coolest thing to do to someone, but you'll survive. If someone is in a fast lane but driving 20 miles an hour, okay, it's fucking annoying, but it doesn't have to end with someone losing their life. So just that the fact that this man lost his life at 28, in which it could have been prevented, it just makes me so sad. And he had a young child, so very unfortunate to hear this. You know, RIP to Joey McKnight. I know the Jets did something for him in his honor at their game last week. And it's just so sad to report on something like that. You never think that someone will lose their lives in a situation like that. Not like this, you know, especially when you have so much to live for. You have a family, you have a life, you have a child, you have someone that you're in a relationship with, you're doing what you want to do as far as living your dreams. You played in the NFL, you were playing sports. I think he was in a Canadian league at this point in time, but you were still living your dreams playing professional football. And in one moment in time, your life can end just like that. So it really doesn't matter if you have $10 in your bank account or $10 million in your bank account. Life can end so quickly and so soon. So cherish the moments that you have on this earth, because you just never know when it's your time to go. All right, moving right along. I want to talk about Yo Gotti. Mr. DM is going down in the DM. Hey, that's my little son's, his favorite song. So I got to make sure I put on the clean version so he can rock out. But so Yo Gotti signed to Roc Nation. He's down with Jay-Z, which to me, if this happened maybe a few years ago, I'd be like, this is a good look for him to sign with Roc Nation, to sign with a label such as them. But in this day and time, do you really need to sign a contract with a label? I mean, now there's something that's left to be said when you sign with a major company. I mean, they can give you that marketing, that mass appeal. They can give you that push like no other. I get that. And I'm pretty sure they gave him a nice little advance. I get that. The check was right, so you signed. But there's so many artists right now that's popping that don't have deals. So you can still make your money without signing a major contract. You can sign an independent deal. You can do it independently on your own and make hella money. There's a lot of people right now that don't have a CD out. They don't have an official album. They're eating off EPs, mixtapes, right? So, and up north, we might not know about an artist that's popping down south, but they are freaking rich. They're making millions. They got millions just on shows alone. So why do you need a record company to back you at this point in time. Look at Chance the Rapper. He's like the biggest thing since sliced bread. And I truly don't even know a song that he has out. I can't say, hey, that's Chance the Rapper. I finally found out who he was, so I can kind of point him out in the picture. But as far as his music is concerned, I don't know what's his or the next dude that's out. But Chance the Rapper is rich beyond words right now. He's making a lot of money. He has endorsements, and he vows not to sign a major contract. He doesn't want to be signed to no label. And he's doing it. People know him. People support him. And I'm not even sure if he has an official album. I think he has a EP, a mixtape out also. So, wow, you don't really need that label anymore. Back in the day, you needed that. Right now, there's so many forms in which you can get your music out, whether Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, SoundCloud, Spotify. There's so many platforms that you don't really need anybody. You can create your own buzz on your own. So shout outs to Young Gotti. I guess the move was beneficial to you, but I don't understand it. Why do you need to be signed to Roc Nation right now? Maybe that deal signing with Roc Nation puts you in the room with other big people, other companies that you want to attach yourself with. But as far as the music is concerned, I really don't understand it. Maybe I'm lost in the sauce. Maybe I need to figure it out. But I don't understand it, because I know so many people are eating without having a major label, without having a major label behind them. So shout outs to Young Gotti. And I think he has artists under him, under his record label. So, okay, I don't know. Do they all go to Roc Nation? Is it just him? Does he have a separate deal with his record company to put out these artists? I don't know. I guess all the details will eventually come out. But Young Gotti, you ain't need to do this. You really didn't. But he did it for a reason. And maybe the reason isn't as transparent. All right. So shout outs to Mr. Yo Gotti. So let me know. Do you think that rappers nowadays need to sign to a record company? Let me know. Start the conversation in the comments on SoundCloud. Do you need to be with a major record company to get it popping? Let me know. All right. Make sure you hit me up on Facebook, Tiffany Nicole, and follow the pod at _MidnightConvos, and email. Let me know what you think at midnightconvos247@gmail.com. Let me know what you think at me at Our Queen Tiffany. Also, I wanted to talk about Shamar Moore. Mr. Shamar Moore, you know, the pretty boy, the notorious. He's like one of the classic pretty boys. I remember being a young girl and seeing him in a Toni Braxton video. I think he was in You Mean the World to Me. And he was just so beautiful. He's beautiful. I mean, he's biracial, but he identifies as a black man, and he's fine. He's beautiful. I mean, he's a very handsome looking man. But one thing I always liked about Shamar Moore was that he never seemed like he was that stuck up type of dude that just didn't interact with his fans, or that he was here and everybody else was beneath him. He always seemed grounded to me. Now, people may know Shamar Moore from Young and the Restless. He was on there for so many years, and then he did Criminal Minds, and he's done a lot of different things, modeling and acting. But I always liked the fact that he was grounded, and forever in a day, since he's been out, people have, since he's been on the scene, I don't want to say out, but since he's been on the scene, people have been saying that he's gay. The rumor is that he's gay. Now, we've seen him in the press, in the media, out in public with a lot of different girlfriends. I mean, in the past, he's been through a lot of different beautiful women, but he's never been married. He doesn't have any children. So that rumor always seems to follow him, and he finally said something about it a couple of days ago, and it kind of made me even respect him just a little more, because A lot of people try to shun away or do whatever they need to do to exclude themselves from a particular group, especially if you're getting a lot of backlash in regards to this. Some people, you know, they don't like that. Obviously, if you're not something and people constantly say that you are something, you're going to do everything by your means to prove that you're not. But he really doesn't do that. But what he did do is that he made it very clear that, hey, I am not gay. I like women, and if you believe that I'm gay, leave your woman with me for the weekend, right? That's what he said. But then he said something that I liked. He was basically saying that, you know, I'm not gay, but I don't have a problem with gay people, and I'm not going to not like a fan or respect a fan because they are a homosexual. And he said, if you see me in a picture with someone that's gay, that's because they are a fan of mine and they wanted to take a picture. And if I put my arms around them, I ain't tripping over that. They're my fan. They're showing love to me and I'm going to show the love right back to them. And some people can't do that. Now, if it's a gay fan and you Mr. Macho or you this, that, and the third, and you're in the public eye, you wouldn't necessarily take a picture with someone that was apparently so flamboyant. But he said he pretty much does not care whether you're flamboyant, whether you're a beautiful woman, a gay man. It does not matter to him. If you want to take a picture, if you want to hug him, he will do the same to you. He will return the love. But that does not mean that he's taking him to bed with him. So I like that. I really, really do like that, because, you know, when people get hit with that gay rumor, they go extra hard. I mean, extra hard to prove that they're not gay. And he's just living his life. I'm not gay. You're going to talk regardless. Whether I said I was gay or I wasn't gay, it really doesn't matter. So I'm not going to keep addressing this rumor. Think what the fuck you want to think. And I kind of like that. I digs it. But, you know, I respect him saying that he'll take a picture with someone that's transgender or in drag or flamboyant. But I remember a few years ago, there was a picture that was floating around in regards to Chingy. Y'all remember that rapper Chingy from St. Louis? He was down with the Lunatics. Then he was down with DTP, Ludacris's camp. And he had that song right there. I love it right there. That was my shit. It was my shit in high school. Okay. So I remember a few years back when he took a picture with a transgender male, and this media picked it up and they kind of twisted. It was just a simple, innocent picture that he took with a fan, and it kind of just got twisted and turned to that he was in love with this transgender, that this was his man, his woman, whatever you want to call it, and that he was in a relationship with them. And that really kind of fucked up his career. He had to kind of fight those rumors for so many years. And he said that that one picture blacklisted him in the industry. And he feels that it was a big issue with his career. Now, some may say that Chingy's rap skills were the reason why his career ended. But to be fair, he says that that played a role in his demise also. I guess it's a catch 22 with everything. But, you know, I just appreciate Shamar Moore being that type of person that can say, you know what, fuck what you think, I'ma do me. Whoever shows me love, I show them love back. I appreciate that. I respect that. So shout outs to Shamar Moore. You still fine as hell. I think he's close to 50 and he still can get it. He definitely still could get it. And I don't like him light, but put some liquor in my hand and, you know, it might go down. But, you know, he's fine. I like him. I think he's a good guy. He's a good guy. So hopefully he'll find the one, because he says he's looking for the one, and he'll settle down and make it happen. All right, so make sure you connect with me on Facebook, Tiffany Nicole. Holler at me and follow me on Twitter, Our Queen Tiffany, and follow the pod at _ Midnight Convos. Make sure you email me with any comments, suggestions at midnightconvos247@gmail.com. Make sure you go to SoundCloud and check out the shows. If you listen to them on SoundCloud, make sure you're commenting on the comment section. And go to iTunes and subscribe and leave a review. A 5-star review is always welcome. Thank you so much. I appreciate all the love. I appreciate that you guys tune in. I don't care if I have 2 listeners or 22 listeners or 200 listeners. It's all the same to me. I appreciate it. I'm so humbled that people tune in to check out what the fuck I got to say. I really do. And I don't take it for granted that people listen to my podcast and how I truly appreciate it. You know, some people are doing these podcasts and they sound so big headed, like they making $1 million off these podcasts, that they got 20,000 views. And I'm like, man, it's not that serious. We all enjoy doing podcasts. Hopefully we'll be able to monetize it and make some money. We're able to communicate with people that have like minds. We're connecting with different podcasters that, you know, are doing their things, and we're allowing our views to be listened to. So I appreciate that all, but don't take yourself so serious, you know? Never. I can't take myself that serious. This is something that I enjoy doing. I'm growing to love it, and I appreciate people taking the time to just check me out. And I appreciate anybody who has taken the time to check out my little old podcast. So shout outs to everybody that checks it out and tunes in on a weekly basis. So I want to talk about Bernard Hopkins, the executioner, right? That's what he used to be called, right? The executioner. He got knocked the fuck out yesterday by some young dude. Now, Bernard Hopkins is 51 years old. He lost last night. I think this is like his 5th loss. I'm not sure. But why is he still boxing at 51? I don't understand why you're still boxing at 51. And it's like people don't know when to hang it up. Hang it up. Like, everybody has an expiration date. Everybody. At some point in time, Father Time catches up to you. Look at Darrell Revis. He sucks right now. Look at Michael Jordan at the ending of his career. Look at Allen Iverson at the end of his career. Look at Kobe at the end of his career. So you gotta know when to say, you know what, this is not working for me. I can't give the same effort, even if I wanted to. I can't go out and perform like I used to. He's 51 years old. He should not be in a ring with a 28-year-old young male. That doesn't even make sense. And for people to actually say, hey, yeah, you should go in the ring and fight this 28-year-old male, you should actually be ashamed of yourself that you are allowing this man to get in a ring to fight a 28-year-old. Because even though you may not believe it, but your reflexes are not quite there anymore, you're not as powerful as you once were, and it only takes one punch. Either way, so he could throw one good punch and knock that person out and vice versa. But when you got that age on you, you know, you not as fast as you used to be. You not ducking punches like you used to be. And you can't take a punch like you used to. It don't add up right for you. So not only did he lose Saturday, but he got knocked out. And he got knocked out of the ring. I mean, the boy decapitated him, knocked him so hard that he fell out of the ring. Execution style. So, you know, RIP to Bernard Hopkins' career. It is over. It is dead. Let it go. And I think he did retire. He said that he knew that it was his last fight. Now, my thing is, if he didn't lose, would he have still continued on? Because people don't know when to hang it up. So I respect people like Barry Sanders, people like, what's the running back from Seattle? I can't think of his name. You know what I'm here for. Can't think of his name, but the running back that just retired last year. I respect people that do it in their time, not when the game forces you to call it quits, but when you could say, hey, you know, I had enough. I did what I needed to do. I'm out of here. Because a lot of people can't do it. I don't know. I really don't know. But I do know that it is the holiday season, and in a few more days, it will be Christmas. So I just want to take the time to say, I am thankful for so many things. And I am thankful that I am still here. There are so many people that didn't wake up this morning. But the man that I serve daily, the man that I try to live in his light, woke me up this morning. He woke my son up. He woke my daughter up. He woke my husband up. So I'm thankful for that. But I'm thankful and blessed that I have the ability to buy materialistic things for my family for this holiday season, the Christmas. I really try to not make Christmas about gifts. I really try to make Christmas about the things that we are blessed to have, and that's each other, because you can have all these gifts and things and still not have someone to share it with or still feel incomplete. So I try to make my kids aware that, yes, you guys are blessed, but let's be a blessing to others that are less fortunate. So around this time, we go through all the toys that we once had. We go through bags of toys, some things still in the package, never been opened. And we put them away and we donate it to the local shelter. We go and we pick up different coats, lightly, gently used coats that starts in our closets, then friends, families, closets, and we drop them off at the local shelter, the local church, and just try to give back and be a blessing to others. So I know that everybody goes crazy about getting gifts. What am I going to get? Who am I getting this gift for? And what am I doing this for Christmas? But I hope people know that there is a bigger purpose, that there, that Christmas is not just about getting gifts. And more importantly, in one word, I would sum it up as just family. So I don't care how much money you have. I don't care how much things you have. If you don't have family, you don't have people that you can rely on, people that love you through the thick and thin, whether you're up and down, whether one person listens to your podcast or 2 million, if you don't have family that holds it all together, then you don't have nothing. So with that being said, I am not on my soapbox, maybe a little bit right now, but I just hope that we really know what this time of the year means, in every sense, right? So appreciate your loved ones. Let them know that you love them. If you haven't spoken to someone that is a family member or someone that's close to you in a while, you have some type of beef or disagreement, call them. Let them know that you miss them. Let them know that you love them, right? Even if it's not, even if you don't get the response that you want to get, at least they know how you felt and you put your cards on the table. I had to do that a couple of days ago. You know, I called someone that I really missed, that I haven't really been vibing with. And I just want them to know I love you. I'm going to be here waiting for you. I'm going to be here for you whenever you need me. Now the ball is in your court. However you want to bounce that ball and make your shot, hopefully you do what you need to do. But I've played my hand. I'm showing you that I want you in my life and I want to have this relationship. I value our friendship. I value our relationship. So if you ain't fucking with somebody, you beefing with somebody, call them. Call them right now, because the more and more you hold off calling them, you might not get that chance. All right. So make sure you connect with your girl on Facebook, Tiffany Nicole. Holler at me and follow me on Twitter, Our Queen Tiffany. And follow the pod at _MidnightConvos. And if you want a guest host, you want me to come on your pod, I definitely want to get people on my pod, email me at midnightconvos247@gmail.com. That's the end. The next time I talk to you, it should be past Christmas, almost close to the new year. 2017 is going to be great for me, great for you, great for everybody. Get your money up, get your ones, get your ducats, get your pesos, all right? So in the meantime, in between time, be good to yourself. This is just my convo.